pressed early on for a full-scale investigation. And of course, one of the issues was while we were doing that, the evidence from the buildings was being destroyed as we were talking about it. And we were advocating early on back then that that the process of removing the steel, certainly that wasn't an issue of getting it off the site. But once it was off the site, because it was, this is of course part of a rescue and recovery operation, once it was off the site, there was no real need for speed basically to get the steel cut up into small pieces and shipped overseas for scrap.
The structural steel that would have been key to figuring out what happened to these buildings, what happened to that? Well, the New York City accepted a plan 11 days after the attack to immediately start recycling the steel, in not even in the United States, where some of it might have gotten saved inadvertently. No, it was put on ships bound for India and China to be melted down.
We were concerned about that, and we understood early on that that those are going to hold the keys to knowing exactly how the buildings came down. And unfortunately, we were not successful in getting the elected officials and the powers that be to do that. When it was all said and done, we only had a very, very small portion of the steel from those buildings.
There's about 250 pieces of structural steel that we know of saved for analysis, but out of some 200,000 tons.
There are certain things that really kind of go, yeah, is that true? And then like the calling away the evidence was definitely one of them, especially by a prosecutor like Rudolph Giuliani. I mean, who should have known that you don't take away forensic evidence from a crime scene, you know?
It's hard to imagine how at a crime scene you can destroy evidence so quickly and thoroughly and get away with it.